Tonight's big immigration announcement will once again see Americans choosing sides, and it reinforces a clear political trend.
You know, red counties are becoming much darker red, and blue counties are becoming much darker blue without anybody leaving their homes or moving to other places.
Shanna Pearson Merkowitz teaches political science at the University of Rhode Island, and she says that Americans are more politically divided than ever. But it's not because Republicans are moving to Republican neighborhoods or Democrats to Democratic neighborhoods, as some people have theorized. We typically choose a neighborhood for reasons having nothing to do with politics.
Things like, how long of a commute are they willing to tolerate? How close to a Starbucks do they want to live? How diverse of a neighborhood are they willing to have? These are all things that correlate really highly with partisanship.
So it may look like people choose where to live based on politics, but in fact, they're just responding to the way the parties have been rebranding themselves. Democrats brand themselves as the party of social change and income equality, so they naturally appeal to the cities. Republicans became the party of low taxes and less government, so they naturally appeal to the suburbs and rural areas.
So there's all of these arguments out there about that this is because people are moving, because they don't want to be near other people who think differently than themselves or things like that. But really, it seems just be that people are figuring out where they fit.
That's also why campaigns are all about turning out the vote, because it's very difficult to actually change anybody's mind. Shanna says the data shows that your politics are pretty much set by your 20s.
The one time that we see people switch parties is in their early 20s, in those really highly socializing years. People lean more Democrat or Republican based on the cohort that they are in, their generational cohort. But once people, you know, decide on a party, it's almost impossible to get them to switch.
None of this would seem to bode well for fixing our paralyzed Congress and its dismal approval rating. But there is one thing that might help. What Shanna has noticed is that when politicians are in really tight races, like Louisiana's Mary Landrieu, they have this epiphany.
You know, tight elections, whoever wins is good for the system because it means that elected representative, whether Democrat or Republican, has to think about both parties back in his or her district.
Which means we as voters could fix this all on our own just by watching the polls. And whenever it seems like a politician is about to win in a landslide, just vote the other way.